Beginning current daf Masechet Sanhedrin daf Ayin Ches. Beginning of Alf. Beginning test Masechet. Beginning Gemara. Begeisus b'dei Adam. So after this machleik is written from Masechet Chachamim. 10 people hitting with 10 sticks. Last guy, he dies by. Chachamim say Yipatr. Rabbi say Yichayev. Rabbi says yeah. Em agrees. Kill a tray for Yipatr Misa. Em agrees. Kill a grace with Yishmael Yichayev Misa. All machleik is as the different Masechet Tesis is begeisus b'dei Adam. Depends which one of those two are you comparing it to. So Taisa Tem, it's a wonder because Isa Shasa Geisis, the one that makes him originally the first guy who made him into a Geisis, Amai Pata, why is he exempt? A Rev Geis Lamisa. But most of people that are in the throes of death, they die. And Vamin Bresh Ben Sairi, Sandaf Samachtes and Bez the Halkhamedin of Shahara, if you go by capital punishment after the majority, but Maka Khabir, and someone hits his friend Abdul Lamisa, and they evaluate to die, or Mason, he dies. Mila Machayib, isn't he liable? But I'm the Mesa, this guy's also evaluated as going to die. So why are we saying that when you have a Geis B'di Adam, the question is regarding the last guy. What do you mean? What's with the first guy that made him into a Geis B'di Adam? The Hashem test we can say is the Kibin Shekil of Torah, since the Torah is lenient regarding the murderer, Shechayib Shanoi said they first put him in prison, like the Gemara says, on the beginning of Amid Beis, that Av Bishamdu Lamisa, even though they evaluate he's going to die in Hargin Kozman Shulchai, they don't execute him as long as the person's alive. And the truth is, Bazim Nam the Am Lamisa, at times they actually evaluate he's going to die. But Chayin, he lives. Avagav the Rubin Maisi, although generally the majority die, Hekar Liver, Kimin Shaba Achaba Hargoy, since someone else came along and killed him, Pata, the first guy's going to be exempt. Potentially, you should know, Dahashkachan Goyz with the Shemayim. As we find someone that's a geis naturally from the hands of heaven, the neshem kachai, we consider him as a living lechai v'sahargoy to make the one who kills him liable. Avagav the Rebbe geis lemisa, although technically he's already dead because most geis die. Therefore, in the because with the other mitzvah, don't wonder regarding someone that's a geis from a human being. In the neshem kachai, if we're going to consider him as alive, lift up misha asa geis to exempt the one that made him geis and only to make the one who subsequently maybe came along to make him liable. Next test master begins like we said. So this machlik is that one of them compares him, the chacham compares him to a treifa, and considers the grace of the Shemayim. So this test is avagav the kray kadarshi. Now wait a second. Even though we have psukim that the darshning as the Gemara brings, it's a lay lahanitami. He still had to explain it based on svara, like we're saying, which one is more comparable to. If someone kills someone that has a mortal defect, the murderer is exempt. And says Taisa, even according to one that holds that someone with a mortal defect could live more than 12 months, because the Sefer Shemas B'chaval Azuk, at the end, he's going to die from this injury, meaning from the fact that he's a trefa, therefore he's pater. But Tei Dishno, the Rava is the trefa chai. Rava is the one who holds that a trefa could live, and here he says that you're going to be pater. Nira, however, it says actually it appears the Hasam Gersin Rabba. It's actually Rabba, not Rabba, Bar Pluktish Rav Chizda, who he's the spin of Rav Chizda, who that's the disagreement with. Voy Morba, the Svarasi Afucha Perkam the Bechay, actually their logic is actually inverted, their opinions in the first Perkam Bechay, therefore it would seem that we cannot bring a Raya from there. Next test matter begins with the Bezin Chayim. So if the Trefa killed him from the Bezin, then he's liable. So Tais just qualifies it, it must be talking about that the Bezin saw him during the daytime, Shadan al Yasim, that they could judge him and execute him based on what they saw themselves. Because even if the whole court saw him at nighttime, by Edis, he would still have to have testimony. Since you need testimony, which you cannot, because he's a treifa, and therefore it would still be, he would still be potter. Next test matter begins the Gemara, Shay treifa shahar chayib. If an ox that's a treifa that kills, the ox is liable. So Avagav the Bishila Perik Dabahe, although the Gemara over there on the Medama Beis and Baba Kama, Patrin Le Bishimin, we exempt according to Bishimin Church and Eskabal Hargazeb Hargazeh, that if an ox attempted to kill one and it kills a different one, Mitam for the reason is the Kemisabam Kech Mesashar, we compare the death of the owner to the death of the ox. So why don't you say the same thing over here regarding this case too? No, Loi Dom, it says it's not comparable. The Hosam Atam Shabbat Hashem, because there the reasoning is the same for both of them. Yeah, you didn't intend to, and the ox didn't intend to. But here, although everyone agrees regarding the owner being a treifa, that by him he'd be exempt, Shaykh Lifter, that you could exempt mitam edu sheyatu chalazima, because that's an edus you cannot do azama to. But by Sharli Shaykh, that's not applicable, because the huzomu edim, even if the edim have azama done to them, shaman demeshur treble abilam. It's not about the human beings here, it's about the animals. So they could pay up the ox of a treifa that they wanted to cause a loss, they would pay that. And therefore, it would be Eidu Shachat Lazima, and therefore, the exemption would not apply to the Shur to say like the equivalent of the Bailam.
Because not inherent, it's this secondary thing that only applies to the human, not to the animal.